Hey, how's it going? Episode 14 of the I Won't Practice podcast. My name is Donovan. I am here with Ryan and Joe. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
All right.
Good. We're going to start off by recapping the events this weekend. There was an MLF BPT event it was the last one of the season, actually, at Saginaw Bay. And then we will talk about the Bassmaster Elite Series at Lake St. Clair. Let's start off by talking about the MLF event. What did you guys think of Saginaw Bay?
I think it was a good tournament overall. A lot of fish being caught, came down to the wire. And guess who won?
Yeah. Good job on both of you for predicting that. Both correctly, I believe, right?
Hey, it's not rocket science.
It's not. I should have.
The second pick was rocket science.
Hindsight's 20/20. I should have just went with the obvious answer.
You don't ever bet against Jacob Wheeler.
I know. And I even said he was the obvious pick. Let's just not pick him and see how that goes. And clearly I was wrong. Yeah, you both picked Jacob Wheeler to win. Ryan had Jacob Wheeler in all 10 spots.
He almost got that. He just needed 9 more of him himself.
Joe, you had Brian Thrift to finish in the top 10. That was a good pick as well. Sixth place for Brian. And I didn't do good at all.
You were banking on that brush pile bite.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get this out of the way. Cause I've actually had people ask about that. And that has been the topic of discussion since we recorded that. Hand up. My bad. Didn't read it properly. My fault.
Just a misread.
Yeah. You know what? It happens and we move on.
Happens to the best of them.
What are you going to do? You don't get all of them right all the time. Only sometimes. Yeah, I had Keith Poche. Let's see. What did I have? I had Keith Poche to finish in the top 10. He was close. 61st. And Justin Cooper to win. He came in 57th.
Decent.
Yeah, not bad. They finished not last, so it's pretty good. totally misread the whole situation. The whole play.
It's part of it.
Was bad. And that's why I don't. Is there a fantasy fishing for MLF?
There is.
Do you guys play it?
I don't.
Fun fact, though. Let them know. You were the fantasy fishing champion.
Not champion.
Grand Wizard?
Sixth place in the world.
I mean,
hold on. I want to know, what was the field size? Was it just you and like 4 other guys?
No. In the world.
That's what I'm saying.
This was actually Bassmaster as well.
So what are we talking about? I don't know,
6 or 8 years ago.
Oh, who cares?
I was sixth in the world. And I think I was either second or third in the Tackle Warehouse group. And they sent me like $5,000 worth of tackle.
That's actually a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, I was playing it off like that wasn't. That was incredible.
No, and like first place back then, I don't know if it's still like this, got a brand new boat and all this stuff. So I was five places from winning a brand new boat.
Dang.
It was playing fantasy fishing.
That's actually pretty cool.
That's what I wanted, a clap. Yeah, they televised it on ESPN De Ocho.
The Ocho.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so overall, for you guys, great experience watching your picks win. I was watching both the Bassmaster and MLF all weekend, and that was a pretty cool. What day did they end up giving Jacob Wheeler his Angler of the Year trophy? Was it after day 2?
It was after day 2, because all he had to do was make the cut.
Yep.
Because he had like a 30-something point lead, I think, over Jake Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he made the cut to fish in the top 20, there was no chance.
Right. So in the last 5 years, he's won it 4 times.
4 out of the last 5 years.
4 out of the last 5 years. I mean, that's incredible. Who was the other person that won it? There's some trivia for you.
He'll get it.
Who do you think it is?
I don't care.
It wasn't. Edwin won the first year. Yeah. Edwin won the first year of the Bass Pro Tour. Jordan Lee, maybe. Not Jordan Lee. Jordan Lee won the second year of the Bass Pro Tour. And then I'm pretty sure it went Wheeler, then Wheeler, than someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wheeler Wheeler.
Yep. Cause he won it last year. He didn't win it in 2023.
Give me a hint.
I don't actually know. I was just playing that off. Like I knew, I have no idea. Well, can you look that up real quick?
You got it pulled up.
Yeah. Can you look that up real quick? Thank you.
Man. I thought you were the producer here. You're supposed to.
I'm supposed to be the fact checker. I've been busy. Well, I'm That's content too.
I also wanted to guess it. I wanted to give you.
Well,
give
me guess a hint. It then before you.
I wanted the hint.
Okay, here I can give you a hint. Give me a second. We'll pause for a second. We'll do a cut. Oh, there's no way you're getting this.
Give a hint.
Give me the town that he lives in.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Ooh.
Here we go. Do you, I'll give you the state first.
Okay.
Tennessee.
It wasn't Wesley.
Nope.
It was Ott DeFoe.
It was not Ott DeFoe.
Hmm. What town?
10 Mile. Do you know who it is? No. No idea.
Give me another hint.
He's had 2 Red Crest appearances.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a good hint.
Okay, fine. He has. His career winnings are in the 7 digits.
Again, not a good hint.
He's had 4 career wins.
Tell me what events he won.
Oh boy.
Oh God, that would take forever.
Yeah, no, just click on the 4.
Okay. Well, I don't know that they can do that. No, it can't do that.
No, because he's a BPT guy. You can't do that.
Right.
How about we just say initials?
Yeah, initials.
MB.
Miles Berghoff. No, Matt Becker. Matt Becker.
I was going to say Matt Becker.
Yeah, both of them live in Tennessee, to be fair.
Not 10 Mile.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, Becker is not from Tennessee.
He's from PA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've got a from 10 Mile, Tennessee.
He lives in Tennessee now. He lives right on Chickamauga, I'm pretty sure.
Mm. Who lived on 8 Mile?
The one and only. Huh. Marshall Mathers.
Mm-hmm. He's retired from fishing now, I think.
He's a movie star.
Hmm. Good to see he's on his feet. All right. Do you guys have anything? This is going to be a really quick episode.
Wait,
you guys,
who did you just say was retired from fishing?
Marshall Mathers.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying Matt Becker was retired from fishing.
No, Marshall Mathers stepped away from fishing, pursued an acting career. Do you guys have anything else to add?
Just pretty much that I dominated.
Yeah.
That's all of it.
And you got one of them right.
Hey, and my top 10 was 10% right. Jacob Wheeler did get a top 10.
The majority of, if you're counting percentage wise, the majority of your top 10 was incorrect.
Glass half full, glass half empty.
No, glass 10% full, glass 90%. You had
exactly glass.
You had dribbles of a cup.
Oh, it was glass 10% full. Not glass 90% empty.
I would argue if a cup is 10% full, it's not full at all.
But I like the way you're saying it. 10% hey, Joe, full. It hey, wasn't 90% empty.
Hey, Joe, good job this weekend. Good predictions.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
You did great.
Yeah, you did great.
Thank you. Appreciate mm-hmm. it.
And good job guessing Jacob Wheeler to win and then whatever else your other pick was. So let's move on to...
Yeah, you too.
Hey, we'll get them next season.
get them next time.
We'll get them next time. I'm looking forward to next year. Yeah, big win for Jacob Wheeler. So let's move on to the Bassmaster Elite at Lake St. Clair. I've been excited to talk about this one. I thought this was a really fun event to watch.
It was fun.
It was very fun. What are y'all's thoughts on the event?
Pretty cut and dry, kind of the same. Like we talked about, every year is going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of big smallmouth.
A lot of big smallmouth. Trey McKinney had that. Somebody else had a 6-pound, 2-ounce because they ended up splitting big bass.
But was it Polinick? Because Polinick caught a six yesterday.
Well, Trey had a 6-2 and somebody had weighed in a 6-2 beforehand.
It may have been Polinick yesterday.
Without a doubt, best fish catch.
Oh, no doubt. So,
yeah,
I was looking at the comments. It was
Paul fun Nick's, to watch.
Or actually, I think it might have been Bass's post. They posted the video of Polinick's fish catching that 6-pounder. And a guy commented and showed his son holding a 598 in the exact same spot.
With the same spot?
With a dark spot on its back 2 weeks prior to that.
I saw that. That's amazing. That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
He said he just wanted to make the cut. He said if he made it in 10th or 9th or whatever.
Yeah, he was towards the bottom. Yeah.
And he said.
Who was that?
Polnick. He said, I'm going to make.
No, he came in 5th.
He made the cut.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't really go anywhere in points. So he said he's going to make a run and go to something that was he'd been wanting to fish all week. So he obviously ran there.
Yeah.
I don't know where it was. Did anybody know where it was?
No, I have no clue.
No idea.
It had Huron feels to me.
I have no.
The river.
Huron like the vibes.
Mouth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was some water dumping. And I just love that he caught it on a mag draft. Like, because you know, that one bite was the best bite out of anybody in that whole entire tournament.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
He housed it.
All right. So let's talk about the weights of the tournament. So Joe, you guessed 96.4. I guess 97.13, just a little over you, but
I thought it was closer than that.
Oh, you yeah, did. You well,
I thought you were closer.
I guessed just over, I guess almost 98 pounds. I guess 97.13. You had 96.4 final total weight. They've got it on here 95.9. I could have swore it was more. Yeah. 96.1.
Yeah.
96.1. So 3 ounces off. That's.
I'll brother, take the win.
Brother, you were dialed in.
I'll take the win.
That. I mean, that's incredible. Chris and Corey Johnson, where did they end up finishing? Do you guys know off the top of your head?
Both made the cut. Not the 50 cut, but
Chris made 11th.
Yep.
Chris made 11th. Corey, 20s. I knew he was just below him. 28th.
Yeah.
28th. So not bad picks on both ends. I mean, that both of you guys did pretty good picks. Ryan, you had Taku Ito to finish top 10. He came in 17th, very close.
He was in the top 10 after day 3.
He was.
I was feeling good about it.
Or was it day 2?
Day 2, I'm sorry.
Day 2. Day 2, he was in the top 10, then he dropped off. Didn't make the cut on day 3, unfortunately. And then I had Tim Doobie to finish in the top 10. Ended up coming in 20th. I'll take that.
Good dirt.
That boy was feeling it. What'd you say?
Comfortable.
He was comfortable. Brother, he was feeling it.
Little inside info. Tim had 2 fall off on day 2 that were biggins.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Well, did he ever have a cameraman?
Nope.
Oh, man. You guys are missing out. Bassmaster, you're missing out. Not giving the boy Doobie a cameraman. And I had Trey to win. Trey by a landslide.
That's a good job. It's a good pick.
Hey,
good
listen. Pick. I may not have the MLF side locked in because their format's crazy.
But you are locked in.
Brother, the boy's dialed on Bassmaster.
Let's go ahead and make our picks for the lacrosse tournament then.
Ooh.
When is that? That's not later till this month.
8 days?
We need time for that.
No, it's not 8 days from now, is
it?
Yeah,
they go Leech Lake for the Open this week, and then lacrosse is next week.
It's not 8 days, though.
Yeah.
We got... Yeah, by the time this comes out, this will probably come out Tuesday of this week, maybe Wednesday. I'm not sure. It may be 8 days. Who knows? We're recording this on Monday, first thing of the week. So we're still rusty from the weekend, but I'm looking at the schedule right now. Tournaments schedule, August 21st. So yeah, we're 10 days out. So you were close. No, we'll do one beforehand
in the neighborhood.
Yeah. You're in the ballpark.
Same week.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Sure, why not? Give it to him. Yeah, we'll have a podcast then to talk about our picks then, and then we'll talk about where's that at?
Lacrosse.
Mm. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
What state is that?
God.
What region of the United States is that in?
Northeast.
What?
Wrong.
Southeast.
Wrong.
South.
Wrong.
North?
Yes.
Okay. So it's in like Minnesota.
You're flirting with it.
Yeah.
Michigan.
No. Farther.
Farther?
Yeah. You were warm and now you're ice cold.
Can I get a hint?
Cheesehead.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in Wisconsin.
Yep. You knew that.
Oh, I did know that. Yeah, good point.
What body of water is La Crosse?
It's in America.
Pretty sure it's the longest body of water in America.
I thought the Mississippi River was.
Ding, 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 ding.
What are we talking about?
The Old Miss. The Mighty Miss.
La Crosse, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Is the Mississippi River pool 8.
Oh, is it?
I believe they will probably be fishing pool 7, 8, and 9.
I've never been up there, so I have no idea.
I just knew you're a big fan of the sport.
Well, I don't educate myself on the bodies of water. I just know, you know, the anglers and how they perform and where they're at, you know. So I really pay attention to the characteristics of the anglers, and that's what we're into. So
be a lot of brush pile fishing there too.
Is there?
Big time.
Oh yeah. Man, I'm excited for it. We're not going to talk about brush piles anymore. Okay. You know, I said my piece. I apologized for it.
You'll see as many fish caught out of brush piles at La Crosse okay. as you did at Second Opa.
So this is where I got misconstrued. So I saw all of the, it's obviously reeds, but what kind of like grass and stuff is in Saginaw Bay?
Hydrilla? Milfoil?
I don't know. Pads. I'm asking y'all. Like
pads?
Yeah. The stuff that they were fishing, I mistook that for brush piles. In my head, I was like, that's a lot of brush piles. You're
talking
piles.
About the pencil reeds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And they did fish those a lot.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's what I was talking about. But me, in my vast knowledge of fishing, I got that wrong.
Misconstrued.
Yeah. Hand up, got it wrong.
It's fine.
Yeah. You know, just a little bit.
Yeah, you're just not going to live it down ever.
Well, if you guys keep bringing it up, no, I won't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's the plan.
Hey, what can do?
Hey, you know? Win this next one. Nobody can say anything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I did win this one for Bassmaster.
If you win the La Crosse one, then
you solidified.
Yeah. Yeah. Brush piles are going to be then. They're probably going to rename pencil reeds brush piles.
Yeah. Trendsetter.
Let's not get carried away here. What are we talking about?
Possible.
Yeah.
I mean, it is possible. It's not going to happen. But that is what I was talking about. So on record, what are you going to do? But yeah, we'll have a new episode come out closer to that time for La Crosse, which is apparently close to Mississippi, or it is the Mississippi River.
It's the Mississippi River.
See,
La Crosse is just the town that they have the facility at.
I'll be completely honest with you. I didn't even know Mississippi went through Wisconsin.
Mississippi doesn't, but the Mississippi River does.
All right. We'll have a new episode closer to stop 8. Yeah, stop 8 because that's 2 more. Stop 8 at the La Crosse.
That's the last one, bro.
No, they got stop. They got 9 stops.
That is 9.
That is 9? Dude, I'm all over the place.
It's okay.
Yeah,
you prepared a lot for this one.
Dude, I've been busy today.
You clearly partied like crazy on Sunday when your boy won.
I was excited.
You threw down.
Yeah, you overcooked it.
I woke up Sunday and saw that he was already like 5 or 6 pounds over second, and was like, oh, I'm not even watching the rest of the day.
Pretty sure his first fish was like a 6 pounder.
Like I know he's got it. No problem. Lock. No problem. And then I kept looking like throughout the day, and it would go up by like a pound and then another pound. And I was like, oh, no problem. Guy's got a lockdown. So good job, Trey. Thanks for doing that for the guy. Good win. But yeah, that's all I have to say. Do you guys have anything else?
I'm done.
This episode has been all over the place, dude.
Train wreck.
Yeah, train wreck. We may just have to record this one and call this 14 point whatever. Because this is bad.
Note to self. Bring notes next time.
Yeah, this is not good. We may just re-record this.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of it. This is just us rambling. Like, this is just us being real.
It's rough on my end. I don't have 3 pages of notes. I'm scared.
You saw my little note.
I don't know how you do that. Just one sticky note of notes.
It was, yeah, I just wrote a couple names on it.
One of them was just Jacob Wheeler goat.
Yeah.
And I think you drew a goat on there.
I did not. I did not draw a goat.
Or did you draw like a star or something?
I just used letters and wrote G-O-A-T.
Mm. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to listen to this at some point and then we'll re-record if we have to.
We ain't re-recording nothing.
We might.
Just let's give them an outro.
right. Well, thanks for listening to whatever this episode is, episode 14 of the I1 Practice Podcast. At this point, I'm not even sure if it's episode 14. I'll find out when I look at it. Thanks for listening. Comment something. And we will see you episode 15 to talk about the next event that is coming up. Thanks.
In Wisconsin, on the Mississippi River, in lacrosse.
Yep. Cheesehead.
That one. Thanks.